Tom Barrett's poem really speaks to me. It's one of the most moving poems I've read lately about this idea that we've named God or Goddess or the Divine. I don't know if there is such a thing. For me, the jury remains out. The jury remains eternally deadlocked, and I'm okay with that. But if there is a God, then the only thing that makes sense to me is that this thing called God, which I like to call an it rather than a he or a she, that it has to be much bigger and more pervasive than anything any single of us human beings can possibly imagine. It has to be bigger, more mysterious, and more ultimately unknowable than any of us can comprehend. And I'm personally suspicious of anybody that thinks they figured out this thing called God. And if they have, I think their God is likely too small. It also makes no sense to me at all to think about this God hanging out in certain places only, like churches or synagogues or mosques, or this particular church, but not that one, because they're bad. If there is a God, that God to me has to be everywhere, in the mountains, in the woods, in our houses, in our apartments, in our hospitals, in our prisons, in our funeral homes, in our bodies, and in our hearts. And if there's any reality to it, that's where it would have to be. And I would add, in our animal shelters. If you want to experience this thing, love, with a capital L, go to the Fox Valley Humane Association or one of the other shelters in our area. There, yes, you can feel love draped in warm fur. You can sense the whole tragedy of life and death, hope and hopelessness. You can see there the consequences of human carelessness. You can feel the yapping urgency of life that wants to be lived. You can see the worst and the best parts of humanity close up, all wrapped up together in this messy, warm bundle. It's all there. And to me, it is a holy place. The only thing lacking is frankincense and myrrh. And I hold a special place in my heart for those folks who work at and volunteer at places like the Humane Association. I'm honestly not sure I could do that work. I know that there is joy present, joy for caring for an animal that may be neglected or may be lost, a being that might be scarred by abuse or bewildered to have somehow lost a beloved family. And it has to be a joy to see families adopt dogs and cats and other pets ready to welcome a new creature into their houses and their hearts. But there must also be plenty of heartache in the work too. So people who work in shelters are very special people. And the work that they do is, to me, holy, among the holiest work there is. If there's a God, then they are surely working in a place where God hangs out, maybe more than most other places, including churches. I am grateful for folks who work for and volunteer for these places. So one such person in our congregation is Abby Arnold. If you were here a couple months ago for the Coming of Age service, you got to hear Abby share her credo and talk a little bit about her love for animals and what animals mean to her. Volunteering at the Humane Association is a really important part of Abby's journey and story. And I'm grateful to her for her dedication to the well-being of animals, especially animals that are in tough situations. And so when I read that poem, thought of this theme for the service, the first thing I did is contact Abby and invite her to share some of her thoughts and some of her experiences. And happily, she said yes. So I invite Abby up to share a little bit of her story with us.
Hi, I'm Abby Arnold. I will be a junior at Appleton North this fall. I did my first job shadow at the Fox Valley Humane Association when I was in first grade. That was their previous location. Now the shelter has relocated to a much bigger, nicer facility a couple miles west of Highway 41 on Prospect. I don't remember the details of my first visit, but I remember feeling it was the best day I ever had. I shadowed a woman named Tawana who doesn't work there anymore, but we still keep in touch today. She has been a mentor and a friend to me through the years. On that first day, I learned so much from her as we bathed the animals, fed the exotics, played with the kittens, and so much more. Though it was a wonderful experience, I was too young at the time to fully understand the miracles occurring inside the shelter's walls. Later in elementary school, after the new building was opened, I participated in summer camp programs held at the shelter. It was listening to speakers at these camps that my eyes were opened as to why the shelter really exists. I was nearly traumatized when I learned about puppy mills for the first time. That was an important period of growth for me. I remember hearing about the injustice going on in the world and wanting to change it all myself. I was determined, probably around age 9 or 10 years old at this point, to run around and shut all those puppy mills down on my own. It was hard to grasp the idea that no matter how many times I shoved that brochure about puppy mills in people's faces, it wasn't going to change the world. All the dogs I had known in my life were so loved, I couldn't imagine the inhumane conditions I had now heard of. I began to see the evidence of neglect and the results of mistreatment done to the dogs, other animals as well. I've seen cat hoarding cases, irresponsible rabbit breeders, and unfortunately, endless more examples. I believe that when looking into the eyes of these poor, innocent faces is how I came to understand the value of life. I spent hours and hours watching staff and volunteers work with the dogs to regain their trust. This is sacred work. I have been blessed with the opportunity to witness it. People could learn so much from dogs if they tried, about forgiveness, love, and what you need to be happy, which in a dog's mind consists of food, a safe place to live, space to run or play, and love. After the animals are put up for adoption is when the magic really happens. People walk through our front door, whether it's an individual or a family. Maybe they already have a pet at home and are here to find another companion, or maybe this is their first. I wait while they look around, waiting to answer any questions they might have. Often these people just love to talk. That seems to be a pattern with humans. We'd often rather talk than listen. Another reason dogs are so great to have around. Once their stories have been told, often multiple times, they finally remember why they're here. They visit with different animals until suddenly I see their eyes light up. That's the best part, the look on their faces when they find the one. Their lives are forever changed, but more importantly, the animal has found a home. I love that look, sometimes followed by tears. Often people who have adopted come back to visit and say thank you. Seeing the dog who came in starving and/or betrayed has now entirely changed is so rewarding. There aren't words to describe the feeling unless you experience it for yourself. Today I spoke mostly of dogs, but honestly I feel it's the same with any animal. I am so grateful to every animal I've worked with over the years. I've also met some really cool people who share my passion. Being involved with the Humane Society has changed me and helped me grow in many different ways. I wouldn't trade it for anything. After all the damage humans cause in the world, it fills me with hope knowing that at least some of the damage can be repaired.